You're listening to the Psycho Lesbian Podcast.
Insane. Crazy.
Psycho. Psycho. Psycho.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kinda scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina.
Vagina.
They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. Some of them are smelly, like clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina. Vagina. Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina.
They call that thing vagina. Nothing could be finer than to be in a vagina in the
You are listening to episode 5 of the Psycho Lesbian Podcast, and today's subject is vaginas. The first conversation is about the synonyms of vaginas.
So instead of talking about specifically our vaginas, because I really don't want to talk about my vagina, we are going to talk about the many different word usages for the word vagina.
Just vagina itself is kind of a cool word.
I know. Vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
You wanted to say vagina.
I know, I did. One of the biggest words that everybody hates to hear is cunt.
I don't mind the word per se, as long as I'm not being called a cunt. But I don't mind calling somebody else a cunt.
I don't like using derogatory words about personal parts that are directly related to women. I think it's fucking rude. I think using the word as a definition of your physical anatomy is one thing, but calling somebody anything could be... I don't know how I'd feel.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been called a cunt.
I don't know if I've ever heard any woman refer to her vagina as her cunt. Usually that's used as a negative thing that you say to somebody else.
Oh. I like the word cunt.
You just like to say the T at the end.
Yeah, cunt.
I mean, it's a fun word. All words that are related to your vagina are fun. Even vagina itself is fun. Clit, vagina, labia. That's fun.
They're all good words.
Yeah.
They roll off the tongue.
I agree.
Here's another good one. Twat. 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 I couldn't hear you. Twat. I couldn't hear you. What is that from? I think it was from my childhood. But, you know, like poking around, being funny.
Yeah.
Twat. Say it.
Twat.
Slit.
Ew.
I know. I don't like that one so much.
No. I never liked tuna taco, neither.
Tuna taco. All the tacos. There's a lot of tacos. Hairy taco. Cheesy taco. I just made that one up.
Ew.
Pussy. That's a regular one.
Yeah.
But I like it still.
That's another one used as a derogatory term.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think it's kind of lame to use derogatory terms for, vaginas. Snatch. Snatch. That's another good one. Pooter. Pooter.
Or cooter.
I know, pooter and cooter. Pooter, cooter.
I never heard of pooter.
Me either. I've heard of poontang.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There's a phone number. One time I was, like, calling funny phone numbers to see where they went to.
And you called 1-800-POOTANG?
I called 1-800 or 1-88-POOTANG.
How did you spell it?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I think it was P-O-N-T-A-N-G. But it went to a pizza shop in New Orleans. And I was drunk at the time and really young, and I was like, you know your number's 1-800-POOTANG? They were like, yeah. No. They were kind of annoyed.
I kind of would have been a little annoyed, too, but it is kind of funny.
It is very funny. Coochie. I like coochie.
Coochie.
Coochie Q.
Coochalicious. That brings you right back to cooter.
Cooter.
I like nanny.
Cooch to cooter. Nanny.
B-J-J.
B-J-J.
Badinga.
Bajinga. What the fuck is a bajinga?
I don't know. Vagina. Bajinga. Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha! Hoo-ha!
Wow.
Bearded clam.
Oh.
You know, most of these kind of, like, refer to food. Bearded clam, tuna, taco, hamburger.
Hamburger? Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, from the side, it's a hamburger.
Yeah. It's kind of making me hungry.
I know. Cookie. See? Cookie. Mm-hmm. All this is referring to food.
This is true.
Someone told me one recently that cracked my shit up, and it's not very nice.
What?
Trying to remember it. It's a... bearded axe wound.
I didn't hear the bearded part, but I know the axe wound.
A bearded axe wound. Seriously? Bearded axe wound.
Yeah, I wish everybody could see the visuals that you're doing on this.
It's just good, clean fun right there. Bearded axe wound. Pink. Vertical bacon sandwich? Where do these freaking people come up with this shit?
Oh, my God.
Vertical bacon sandwich. Like, what fucking moron made up a vertical bacon sandwich?
Again, it's making me hungry.
Vertical bacon sandwich?
That's funny.
I don't know what kind of bacon sandwich they're eating.
Good one.
You're just hungry.
I'm not sure if I'm hungry for pussy or hungry for food.
Dirty bird.
A box. A moist box. Grilled cheese sandwich.
Where are you seeing
these? I'm just thinking
You're
them up in my head.
Food?
Yeah. Thinking of food that can be applied to vaginas.
A cheesesteak hoagie.
If I wake up in the morning and I look down at my vagina and it reminds me of a cheesesteak hoagie, I got a problem.
A cheesesteak with or without? That's what I want to know.
Is that a whiz with or a whiz without?
Ooh, hopefully whiz without. Ooh,
ooh, hopefully
ooh.
A whiz with. You gotta add some sauce.
No, somebody's gotta see the doctor if it's whiz with.
Ew, that's disgusting. I'm not sure if I'll ever look at a whiz with ever again. The same way.
2, 3, 4, 1. friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was set out on the front step. It started to rain and my pussy got wet. Wet pussy. Sore. Wet pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was playing out in the back lot. He played so hard, poor pussy got hot. Hot pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
I left my whiskey bottle out last night. My pussy cat drank it and it got real tight. Tight pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Tight. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was rocking in a rocking chair. He rocked so hard he lost his hair. Bald pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Tight. Bald. Pussy. Friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My neighbor stole my kitty cat away from me. I told my neighbor, set my pussy cat free. Free pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot.
This conversation is about the gynecologist. Where the word gynecologist came from and going to the gynecologist.
I never partially liked going to the gynecologist. There's no part about that that's pleasurable.
Not even a little bit, because first of all, going to a doctor's office is kind of like...
It's already uncomfortable.
And then to have them put on, like, they have you put on this gown that has your ass hanging out. Yeah. I put it on the wrong way the first time I ever had to. Well, I figured they needed access to my front, and if I was thinking logically. If I'm laying on my back as a patient, and they need an access to my body for whatever reasons, because they're doctors and they have to.
Then it should be open in the front.
Wouldn't it be open in the front?
No.
And you can hold it closed better.
That you can. And then, you know, with the feet and the stirrups and the lamp and all that.
Well, everything's metal, and I understand it has to be because of sterilization purposes.
Yeah, but it's uncomfortable.
But then you have to sit your ass on that paper. And your paper, your ass is, like, sticking to the paper.
Oh. And then they always put on KY jelly so they can give you an internal. And then you're like, where am I going to wipe this off at? This is so gross.
Oh, I know. It's so, like, oozing out. It's not comfortable at all.
Yeah, it's not comfortable at all.
And then the damn thing that they put in there is, like, cold. Like, can't they warm it up?
Right.
Can't they have, like, a warmer?
They do for ultrasounds. Oh, they, well, just a gel.
Well, warm something up. Do KY warming jelly. Instead of it. That cold shit.
That's funny. Could you imagine if the doctors all started using KY warming jelly?
They should.
That'd make going to the doctors a little bit more pleasurable.
Not like pleasurable, but at least it's not fucking cold.
Well, it doesn't really... I mean, it gets warm, but it's not like that.
Well, it is for me, because first of all, you're uncomfortable, and you're like up on these cold-ass stirrups. You got two people between your legs. You got the nurse, and you got the doctor.
My nurse, I never had all that. It was just usually the doctor.
Well, you had a woman one.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big difference. Like, a dude doctor, they wouldn't let in the Well, for me at least. They wouldn't let just the dude doctor in.
Where the fuck are you from?
I'm from down south. I think they should rename gynecologists as the JJ doctors. By JJ doctors.
But they all gotta be ologists of some sort.
Does gyno mean girly parts?
Let's call it a gynecologist.
Well, let's look it up. This is why a gynecologist is called a gynecologist and not a poo nanny doctor. Or a poo nannyist.
Poo nanologist.
Poo nanologist.
Yeah.
Gynantromorphism means female or woman. Gynoplastics is female reproductive organs and systems. So that's why the gynecologist is called the gynecologist.
Or just the gyno.
Or the gyno. Instead of punaniologist, bearded tacoologist.
Axe woundologist.
That's why. In case you wanted to know.
Andy Club presents the Australian sensation, Puppetry of the Vagina.
A Venus flytrap. A coin purse.
Whoa, that's just perfect.
Yeah.
An inside-out balloon. A furrow.
Wow.
Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland with a big hairy slit down his face. A canoe.
Oh my wow.
Holy sh.
A bearded clam. Another inside out balloon.
I can see it.
A prehistoric short faced bear standing in front of a cave. Without the short faced bear.
Oh. That doesn't look anything like a vagina.
No.
A muckluck. A taco. An igloo.
Hail to the chief.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
A hairy igloo.
Oh.
Wow. Another inside-out balloon.
That is amazing. Wow.
Sir Walter Raleigh. If he looked like a pussy. The end of the episode.
Amazing.
F yeah.
Absolutely.
F yeah. Yeah.
Worth every yeah. dollar. Worth every dollar.
F yeah.
F yeah.
F yeah.
F yeah.
F
yeah. And the final conversation is about to shave or not to shave. That is the question.
Let's talk about shaving Brazilian wax. And all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
To shave or not to shave? That is the question.
What's the answer?
I don't know. I say shave.
All or just some?
All, preferably. But it's kind of... That's kind of a oxymoron.
Why?
Because some people can't get to all of it. It's all up in your stuff and stuff. Shaving is preferable.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, you're a super hairy person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Super hairy.
Yeah, because that shit could be down to your knees if you ain't careful.
Oh, my God. And then God only knows what's growing inside there.
Stop that.
Have you ever seen those older porn movies with
yeah.
the women with the bush of a bush? It's like, oh my dear God, do you, like, condition that? Do you have to comb it out every now and again?
Oh my God.
It's a little excessive.
That's where crabs and stuff get stuck. You shave it, you don't have to worry about that. They got nowhere to live.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's definitely excessive.
So shaving?
Shaving's a plus.
Versus waxing?
Waxing is painful.
That's what I've heard.
And a Brazilian wax, they get up in your junk.
Oof.
You're like spread-ass eagle.
Have you gotten one?
One time I got a Brazilian wax. Once. And I will never, ever, 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 ever do it again. Never. Ever. Never.
Wow. That bad, huh?
It frickin' hurt.
Wow.
It hurt while I was in there.
And it hurt afterwards.
And it hurt afterwards for like 3 days. It was painful. And then it was fine for about a week. And then it's, well, a week or 2 weeks. And then it started growing back. And then it was painful again. And you have to let it grow to a certain length in order to get it waxed again.
Ooh.
I was like, you've got to be effing kidding me. All this pain for 2 weeks of like...
I'd rather deal with electrolysis and never have to shave it or deal with it again.
Maybe.
I could do that. You could do it in like sessions. Where like you did a little area and then you did another little area and you just did it like that. I could so do that. You're talking no razor burn. No shaving, all smooth, all the time. That's gravy right there. I like that. I could do that. I bet you that hurts, though. Don't they, like, electrocute the whole hair follicle or something?
I think so.
Oh, Jesus. You want to talk about painful. I can't even imagine. Pop a Valium before you go. You'd be good. You'd be golden.
I think that for Brazilian waxes, if they offered to,
numb the area?
No, not even numb the area, but, like, put you under, like, Novocaine you or something.
Right, can I get a little laughing gas before you put me
like,
you
put me
that?
To sleep, man. Even get an anesthesiologist in your office, and I'll go every week.
And you could charge 4 times the amount.
I would do it then. I would do it then.
I would be all right with just laughing gas. Stuff to get at the dentist. I like that stuff. That would be all right, because then you're still awake.
Maybe.
And they rip it off, and you're like, ha, 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 that hurt. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I remember being at the dentist, and they would have me under that laughing gas, and something would hurt, and I would just laugh. It's funny.
I don't remember that about laughing gas.
Oh, really?
No.
I remember thinking, wow, that hurts. It hurts. Ouch. Stop. Give me some more gas.
No, I want to be, if I get a Brazilian wax, I have to be, like, completely out.
Wow.
Like, you know, like a outpatient surgery kind of thing.
Wow, you're talking money right there.
Well, we're talking hypothetical anyways, because I said I was never, ever, 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 ever going to do it again anyways.
Right.
But if they had an anesthesiologist...
Then you'd be tempted.
I might consider it. Okay.
How about Nair? Did you ever do the Nair?
That stinks.
It does stink. It's like it burns
and
your...
And it burns your hairs off. What does it do to your skin?
I don't know, but it like that's exactly what it does. It like burns your hair off.
Do you seriously want something chemically invasive?
On your vagina?
On your vajayjay?
How about that Smooth Away stuff?
Isn't that the same diff?
No. That's like the thing you put on your like... On your hand. And you rub. And it's supposed to like rub your hair off.
That's called a vibrator.
No, you ding-a-ling. You never saw that at commercials? They had a little handheld one for your mustache and, like, your chin, and, like, your eyebrows.
I don't know.
And your vagina. I might give that a whirl.
Do they say that in there?
What?
For your vajayjay?
It says for your bikini zone is what they call it.
I bet they can't authorize it to be used on your direct vajayjay area.
I don't think they want to say vagina on public television.
Why not?
Because.
Why don't they say your personal parts?
I don't know. It's just like Summer's Eve. They don't say vagina in the Summer's Eve commercials. You know?
They say douche.
Yeah, but they don't say you can douche your vagina. We're all intended only for vaginas.
I like the word douche. Douche.
Douche.
Douche.
Douche bag.
Douche.
Is it an actual bag?
I don't know.
I never used one.
And now for the news.
A lesbian couple in Memphis, Tennessee, told police that they were assaulted while attending an 11 a.m. church service on Sunday, according to the Memphis Commercial Appeal. The Lutheran Church votes to approve gay clergy. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America voted on Friday to allow gay and lesbians in committed relationships to serve as clergy, becoming the largest denomination in the country to allow non-celibate gay and lesbian ministers. Iceland's lesbian prime minister makes Forbes list. Iceland's prime minister, Jóhanna can't say her last name, has made Forbes magazine's 100 most powerful women's list, becoming the only openly gay woman on the magazine's annual list. Lesbian couple battle Russian courts. In a high-profile same-sex marriage case in Moscow that has sparked outrage and protest from people on both sides of the issue, on Wednesday, a court held up a Russian lesbian couple's appeal of their being denied the right to marry, according to the Associated Press. You are going to find some new things in this podcast that you have not heard in the previous podcast, one of which you just heard, and that is lesbian news. And the following, which is our music pick of this episode. It's going to be a certain band or singer who is lesbian, and someone that we really dig. If you have any suggestions for bands, topics, psycho lesbian stories, tell us those as well. You can email any of those suggestions to psycholesbianpodcast@gmail.com. I will have links for the news, any of the sound clips that you have heard in this podcast, and all the music links on the podcast page. If you search Google Psycho Lesbian Podcast, we are the first that comes up, and you can find all of our links on our page. Thanks for listening. The musician that we have this week is Halcyon. This is a band that I heard and went to see when I lived in Florida, and absolutely amazing vocals on these women. And you can find a link for their music on our podcast page. Their website is halcyonmusic.com. You can also find them on MySpace, and I will have a link for all of those places, as well as the news that you just heard.
The buzz.